Recently, I read a quote about being good stewards of our time, and it made me sit back and really think about what I do with the time that God has given me. Here's what it says. Each new day brings us 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds. Each moment is a precious gift from God, and each calling for us to be good stewards, mindful that one day we must give an account of how we spent the time God loaned us, how effectively we bought up the opportunities that he provided. William Penn once said, "Time is what we want most, but what, alas, we use worse." Acts 24 is about a man who did not use time effectively. The man, Felix, he was a king, and he heard a three-point sermon preached by one of the best, the Apostle Paul. It was a sermon that made a king tell the preacher to stop in the middle of the message. Here it is. It's Acts 24, 24 through 47. Some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewish, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about a faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, "Go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you." At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given to him by Paul. Therefore, he also used to send for him quite often and even converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. Listen to an old Methodist preacher named Halford Luckock and what he makes of Felix's mistake. Here is his words. "There is a unique characteristic about time which we overlook. We can lose time, but we can never find it. We have to make it. Felix found lots of moments for what he wanted to do, to satisfy his curiosity about Paul and open up the way even for a bribe. We read that he would send for him pretty frequently in verse 26, but he found no moments to face the big issue squarely and render a judgment. Such moments are never found. They must be made." And what we conclude from the passage is that Felix never found time to deal with the most important issue of his life, eternity. Here's how it reads in the message, and it's pretty raw. Here's verse 25. "As Paul continued to insist on right relations with God and his people, about a life of moral discipline and the coming judgment, Felix felt things getting a little too close for comfort and dismissed him. 'That's enough for today. I'll call you back when it's convenient.'" Wow. To say I don't have time is like saying I don't want to or I'm not interested. I read something that is only too true. Time is a strange commodity. You can save it, borrow it, loan it, leave it, or take it. You can only do two things with it: use it or lose it. Felix lost it. A.W. Tozer said it like this: "When you kill time, remember that it has no resurrection." Felix heard a sermon that keyed in on righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, and he got frightened. I know that feeling. It happened to me. I was 12 years old and picked up a comic book at a youth camp called The Late Great Planet Earth. It was the kid version of the book by the same name, Hal Lindsey, that dealt with the end times and the judgment to come. I was struck with such conviction and fear that I was not ready for the rapture, that I sought out my counselor to get things right with God that very day. What I learned was this: when you don't do something about the conviction of the soul, the intensity does not get stronger, it gets less. The opposite happens, and it lessens inside of you. The more we ignore the voice of God toward obedience, the more difficult it is to act later on. When God speaks, respond. When you feel convicted about something, do something. Felix got convicted, and all he did for 2 years was listen to Paul, but he wouldn't respond to Paul. It seems he never felt that way again, and by verse 27, he was out and another king came in. Make use of time wisely, especially if it is dealing with your soul and eternity. As Mother Teresa allegedly said, "Yesterday's gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, so let us begin." Amen.